good afternoon. This is your host, Michael J. Long, host of Michael's Libertarian Pizza Party at 11:20 p.m. We're close to midnight for the 31st of June. It's the 30th of June of 2022. Well, actually, it's the 31st. It's the 30th of May, going to be the 31st within a half hour from now. I'm Michael J. Long, host of Michael's Libertarian Pizza Party. And if you haven't already done so, you can click the notification bell, select all, and then that way you will be you can go to my YouTube channel, click the subscription link, and then click the notification bell, and then select all, so that you can be notified of any future video content and live streams that I do. You can also listen to my podcasts on anchor.fm/MichaelJLong. And of course, thank you as always. Thanks for joining me. I truly and sincerely appreciate it. So, anyways, to make a long story short, I think everybody should vote their conscience to a certain extent. I mean, I'm a huge fan of the Libertarian Party, no doubt about that. And I don't know much about, you know, everything. I mean, I know a lot about the Libertarian Party, and I know enough to support the Libertarian Party and whatnot. And I think I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind on this Mises caucus takeover, as many are putting it, for the National Libertarian Party after this latest national convention that we just had. I wasn't able to go to it because I didn't have enough money to attend, or I didn't have enough money to get on an airplane to get there, or, you know, whatnot. But anyways, so they, you know, I don't know what's going on with all that, but because I wasn't there, but I've seen from a lot of the social accounts, I don't know what to expect from it. So, it's one of many caucuses I think we have, and I think it's one of the more dominating ones, or has become the more dominating ones. This Mises caucus was formed, I think, when was it formed? 2016 or something like that, in response to the Gary Johnson campaign. And they've come this far to actually win a whole slate at the national convention. So I don't know how all that came about, but I from my recent findings, it was certainly most organized. It was certainly more organized, and had a better public relations out team thing going on. But my concern with this Mises caucus takeover is, are they going to be able, since the whole Libertarian National Committee is now basically Mises caucus run, right? Every single one of them are Mises caucus affiliates. And so, but now it comes the real test. Are they going to be able to get 50 state, are they going to be able to achieve what we, you know, for the Libertarian Party, for us, the 50 state ballot access, and, you know, and all that. 50 state ballot access and petitioning, are they going to have enough money to, you know, cover the expense of the legal fees if the duopoly, the Democrats and Republicans, file legal challenges? Should the Libertarian Party, you know, to kick us off the ballot or whatnot, as they usually do, right? Democrats and Republicans, right? So, I mean, and whether we're going to be able to fend all that, have enough money for legal expenses to fend all that in court, to maintain ballot access and be able to maintain a 50-state ballot access throughout the presidential seasons and be able to make it into the debates and all that. And the other thing, the other advantage that we've had at the national level for the National Libertarian Party was is consistency. And, of course, the Mises Caucus has more bolder language and writing and this and that. But I don't know if they're going to be able to balance that out with being consistent for the platform, or even if that's their goal. So that could have an effect on current members of the LP and anybody else from that is disenfranchised with the two major parties wanting to come over to the Libertarian Party. Of course, I favor growth within the Libertarian Party, favor any kind of growth we can get, but I don't want the party to be taken over by the Republican Party light and for us to end up as a satellite party. And I don't think that's the intention of the Mises Caucus, is to make us a Republican light satellite party. I don't think that was their intention, at least from, but, you know, whether or not they're bigoted or racist people, I can't speak for that, because I don't know much about, you know, the culture of the Mises Caucus within the Libertarian Party as a whole. But what I can, I do know the other caucuses, but that I haven't even, some of them anyways, to some extent. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, what can be achieved with this Mises Caucus, and, you know, whether or not any other caucuses can come up to the limelight to challenge or to take back the LP or one of the two. I don't know strictly what the aim is for the Mises Caucus. It's one thing, you know, changing a bunch of rules and bylaws from one plate to another. But then when it comes to the plaques and the platform, you know, how do you balance out having a bold, radical new way of, you know, bold, radical writing or whatever versus having the consistency? Like, how do you balance that out? You know, whatnot. And then, there was a screenshot and a bunch of rumors about the now current LP chair, Angela McArdle, with her statement on Discord about firing anybody who's not actually part of the Mises Caucus because they won't get the work done. Which I think is an assumption that assumes that, you know, if you're not a member of the Mises Caucus, then you're going to get fired because chances are you're not doing your job. I mean, what the fuck? In my opinion, it's like, if that's true, and I don't know if it is, I would be like, well, what the fuck kind of shit is that, right? Like, you know, I support the Libertarian Party, but, and I would still say, as broken as the Libertarian Party is, that it is still the best solution to get to run Libertarian candidates for public office because of the duopoly. And I stand by that wholeheartedly. But, you know, what's going on with the national LP, I don't know what to make of it. Now, you know, a lot of people have a lot of libertarians within the Libertarian Party have mixed feelings about it that are not associated with the Mises Caucus or whatnot, right? About the Mises Caucus winning, dominating, and getting a whole slate of people elected to the Libertarian National Committee, right? So it's like, you know, what are they going to be able to achieve? Are they going to compromise our values in the process? Some have gone out to say that it is an outright favored conservative Republican GOP front, masculating as libertarians. And I don't even know what to believe anymore with that, you know. What I mean, I don't know much about this caucus, because I haven't felt like, I mean, and I probably should have done research on it, you know. But I do know that they favor decentralization, and, you know, they are anti-war, so that's a good thing. But, you know, rumor, I mean, I don't know if this is a rumor or if this is true, but supposedly they deleted the abortion plaque right out of the Libertarian Party. But we've had that in the platform for 50 years. Although, admittedly, I did vote against the abortion plaque myself in 2018 as a delegate. And me and a small bunch of other delegates. And we were outvoted, you know. Now, the Mises Caucus comes in, and they're able to achieve getting rid of the abortion plaque, which, admittedly, I tried to do in 2018. And, you know, but now it's like, I'm like, whoa, they did that? What about consistency or whatever? So, you know, I don't know what to make of it. I mean, but I do know that some of the people associated with the, I mean, I do know this much, that there are bad apples in the Mises Caucus. There's no doubt about that. And that many of those individuals are bigoted and racist to some extent. Or, and are bullies, and will be willing to, and a lot of the, and there are many people in the Mises Caucus that will bully other libertarians and whatnot. Then again, you got a lot of, some good people on that advisory board they committed, like, that they created, like Tom Woods and Ron Paul and Larry Sharp, with whom I am a big fan of, right? I do like Larry Sharp. So, and by the way, he's running for governor here in New York. You know what I mean? So, and I don't have too much of a problem with Carol Ann Carlos. I'm surprised she even joined the Mises Caucus, though. And I kind of noticed myself that a lot of the anarcho-capitalists and radical libertarians are kind of faltering to the Mises juggernaut here. You know, I would have expected them to be the North Star and be like, no, we're going to get anarchies in there. And then the minarchists and all that. But yeah, the Mises just dominated our recent convention. And I wasn't there, but I seen some of it on YouTube, because they were live streaming it, courtesy of the National Libertarian Party and all that. But it's going to, you know, remain, I can't say for certain that everybody associated, there's no evidence or proof that to suggest that everybody that's associated with the Mises Caucus is, at least this is my take on it, is racist or bigoted. There are many in the caucus, of the Mises Caucus, whatever, that is. And so I feel like a lot of the bad apples in that caucus aren't being dealt with, you know, and that's going to have, and the fact that that caucus was able to dominate, I think, shows, you know, like, it just shows, you know, the popularity behind the Mises Caucus. And, of course, you know, there is other caucuses, like the Pragmatist Caucus. I think they're like the only ones left, practically. Seems like the North Star used to be like the radical and the anarcho-capitalist libertarians. And I think even they have faltered to the Mises to some extent. I don't even know if there's anything left to the anarcho-capitalist and radical libertarian, you know, caucuses. It just seems like it's all Mises now. And then you know, the ANCAPs, whatever, right? And, you know, of course, the Minarchist caucus, I don't think that's officially that hasn't been part of the party since, what, Harry Brown? That was before my time, I think. There is a community of libertarians like myself that do identify as Minarchist libertarians and all that. I think as far as being part of a caucus is concerned, I would say we're kind of politically homeless at the moment. That could change because we, you know, I mean, that could very well change. We could very well end up creating, you know, I think there is an unofficial caucus for the Minarchists, but it's not official. There's no, as in there's no bylaws or any of that sort of stuff or elected officers for that caucus, what have you. I think it's just important right now that we keep our spirits high for those of us of the Libertarian Party and, you know, to be continuing to be as welcomed as we can. I think we can, I think we can do that. And try and have an effect at the state level, at the local level, try to run candidates as best we can and whatnot. And the rest will have to work out at the next national convention, which will be in 2 years. And it remains to be seen whether some of those people in the LNC are going to be able to keep their position or not. What I will tell you is that the pendulum always eventually swings in the opposite direction. So I can say that with certainty. And again, I've been trying to be, like, open-minded about the whole experience. But other people have taken it to heart. So the National Libertarian Party has certainly lost a good amount of support from a lot of its older bases that have been in the party for a while. And you want them. Of course you do. And you want the new members. You want everybody. And what it seems like when one caucus dominates, everybody else is like, oh, shit, bye. You know, they do the moonwalk. So, you know, I don't know what kind of party it's going to become, to be honest with you. I don't know. Because there's different ways of, because we have the Libertarian Party and the platform, the plaques and all that. And then there's these different perspectives, right? There's the Mises perspective. There's the radical perspective, the Minarchist perspective. There's all these different ways of being a libertarian. I mean, that's just my opinion on the matter. But it's still more important than ever to try and get as many libertarians as possible elected to public office and for party positions. And that's really where the Libertarian Party caucuses come into play. Making sure we're able to influence the Libertarian Party in a way where we have the libertarians that we want running for public office at the state, county, national level, etc. Right? And if we can't influence the National Libertarian Party, the least we can do is run candidates on behalf of the National Libertarian Party for national office as best we can. Try to run as many local, state, and county office presidential candidates as much we can. Figure out who we're going to support and go from there. So, and I really do still feel that the Libertarian Party is still a better political party than any other political party out there as far as freedom is concerned. And so hopefully you know, the pendulum starts swinging in the minarchist direction or what have you, or even the pragmatist direction, right? So anyways, that's something to think about, some libertarian news for you. The convention was from May 26th to 29th, and I believe today is the 30th, if I'm not mistaken. It's almost going to be the 31st since it's 11:40 p.m. All right, I'm Michael J. Long, host of Michael's Libertarian Pizza Party, and thank you for joining me. I truly and sincerely appreciate it.